will join the media center bar number one qualifier in funny car, Robert Height, 3.830 seconds at 333.91 miles per hour from yesterday. This is his seventh number one qualifying position of the year. He'll face Dale Creasy tomorrow. Robert, when you put down such a big number like that yesterday, you know what? What's your mindset coming into the two sessions today for your team?
Well, today's more like usually Saturday is getting ready for Sunday, and if you can make two good runs on Saturday, you should be in good shape Sunday. But we pushed a little hard today. You know, this is the first time that we've smoked the tires two runs in a row in a long time. So that shows you Jimmy Prock was out there pushing, trying to, I mean, the conditions were out there. I'm honestly surprised nobody ran better than our 83 and that, you know, that we're still number one qualifier. So we were pushing hard, and sometimes you've got to know your threshold. You know, going into Sunday, if you've gone down the track every time, you don't know how close you are to the edge. So we definitely know where we're at based on today's runs, and we're going to have to back up a little bit from there and get after it tomorrow. We haven't won from the number one spot yet this year. Been number one a lot, but I have.
Seattle.
Okay, well, I guess I did. And then, okay. So, well, we need to do it for a second time. And, you know, it's qualifying's behind us. It's all about round wins now, okay? We've got to get round wins. And, you know, Jimmy Prock and I believe that it's going to take 15, 16 round wins in the countdown to win this championship. And we need four tomorrow.
Were you surprised, or are you relieved that nobody got around you?
It's nice to be on the top, but I'm surprised, definitely surprised. Mm-hmm. I figured my teammates could do it. There's a lot of good cars out there. Caps around 89 when it was hotter out, so that's a good run. But, you know, 83 isn't, for the conditions out here, that wasn't a spectacular run. You saw Dragster tonight run, I think, 67. And usually, you know, we can be within, you know, 13, 14 hundredths from them. And so somebody should have ran 80, 81.
Were you trying for the 340s, Mark?
Well, that's something that, you know, it just happens down track, okay. And everything has to just work, the clutch and everything work in sync. No, that wasn't why we smoked the tires. You know, we were trying to get the most out of the early part of the run to get ET, and it was too much.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you.